AP Sports. I'm Tom Merriam. The tragic terror attack Wednesday morning in New Orleans also impacted the sports world. The Sugar Bowl game between Notre Dame and Georgia was postponed until Thursday afternoon as the city focused on the aftermath of the day's events. The other two college football playoff quarterfinal games were played as scheduled. The first game of 2025 was played in Atlanta, where Gary McKillops fills us in about the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl.
Number 5 Texas squandered a 16-point halftime lead and defeated number 4 seed Arizona State 39-31 in double overtime at the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. It was Quinn Ewers who saved the day for the Longhorns. After the Sun Devils opened the first overtime with a touchdown by tailback Cam Scadabo, Ewers answered by hitting Matthew Golden to tie the score at 31. It was Ewers again in the second overtime who hit Gunnar Helm for a 25-yard score and then found Golden for a 2-point conversion to ice the win.
I'm just so proud of the way that the entire team stayed poised and composed through the entire game, especially through overtime. And, you know, it definitely feels a lot better to be on this end of the win.
Ewers was 20 of 31 for 322 yards, and Scadabo finished with 143 yards on the ground, caught 8 passes for 99 yards, and was named the Peach Bowl MVP.
The granddaddy of them all, the Rose Bowl, was next on the parade of bowl games. Here's AP's Mark Myers on which Big Ten team came up roses.
Will Howard passed for 319 yards and 3 touchdowns as Ohio State routed top-ranked and undefeated Oregon 41-21 in the Rose Bowl. With Howard at the helm, the Buckeyes scored 34 first-half points.
I don't have to do much, man. I just got to put it up and give him a chance. And O-line played a hell of a game, gave me some time, and the rest is history.
Travion Henderson had 2 rushing scores, including a 66-yarder, and Jeremiah Smith had 187 receiving yards with a pair of touchdowns. Ducks quarterback Dylan Gabriel, who finished 3rd in the Heisman Trophy voting, threw for 299 yards and 2 scores.
It was a fairly quiet day in college basketball with just one AP-ranked men's team in action. 2-time defending champion UConn, ranked 11th, beat DePaul 81-68 in a Big East matchup. The top-ranked women's team, UCLA, topped number 24 Michigan 86-70. Coming up, New Year's Day in the NBA and the NHL. The NBA tipped off 2025 with 8 games. The Knicks began the night with an 8-game winning streak. AP's Mike Mancuso tells us if the streak is now 9 or none.
The Knicks continue to move up in the Eastern Conference with their 9th straight win, 119-103 over the Jazz, who have dropped 5 straight and sit at 7-25. The 24-10 Knicks went without Jalen Brunson due to a calf injury. Karl Anthony Towns led the way with 31 points and 21 rebounds. Josh Hart, 15 points, 14 rebounds, 12 assists.
I think I was a little bit more, like in terms of scoring-wise, a little more passive, trying to make sure we got guys into position, and I might not have to really look for scoring-wise, but just make sure these guys are in a flow and a rhythm.
Jordan Claxton and Colin Sexton each scored 25 for the Jazz.
2 teams started the night with double-digit losing streaks. The Raptors snapped an 11-game losing streak by ripping the Nets 130-113. The Pelicans finished 2024 with a 10-game losing streak and now have an 11-game winless streak after being melted down by the Heat 119-108. A year ago at this time, the Pistons had just completed a 28-game losing streak, but they proved again Wednesday night it's a different story this season, as Mike Reeves reports.
The Pistons led wire to wire and defeated the Magic 105-96 in Detroit, but the victory looks to have come at a price as Jaden Ivey, who led the team with 22 points, was carted off the floor early in the fourth quarter with what appeared to be a severe injury to his lower left leg. Pistons head coach J.B. Bickerstaff.
It's tough on all of us. No better teammate, person than J.I. No one who cares more about this thing than him. It's tough to see.
The win is Detroit's 15th this season, surpassing last year's victory total of 14.
The Wizards whizzed past the Bulls 125-107. The Rockets won a Texas duel with the Mavericks 110-99. The Nuggets and Hawks opened their 2025 schedules in Denver. AP's Bruce Morton took in the action.
The Nuggets asserted themselves in the second half and went on to a 139-120 victory over Atlanta. Denver removed the suspense from a close game with a 22-6 run, expanding their third quarter lead to 96-79. Coach Michael Malone.
Defense has to be really, obviously important. We've got to be a lot more disciplined, and we have to have that want to. In the second half, we had that. We only gave up 49 points in the second half.
Nikola Jokic registered the 144th triple-double of his career, logging 23 points, 17 rebounds, and 15 assists, helping the Nuggets to their fifth win in seven starts. For the Hawks, the defeat ended a four-game win streak.
In the final game of the night, the Kings scored the last 15 points to upend the 76ers 113-107. Only one NHL game on New Year's Day. Jane Ferry tells us all about it.
Darcy Kemper handled 32 shots as the Kings earned their third straight win, 3-0 over the Devils. Kemper picked up his second shutout of the season and 33rd of his career, helping LA kill off a double minor that created a 6-on-4 situation for the final 2:37.
Shutouts usually take a whole team. It's a team stat, really. There's games where... for instance, they made a great pass in the second there, and Fogues has a great block. So it takes plays like that to get a shutout. It takes everybody, and we had everyone tonight.
Andre Lee opened the scoring 6:23 into the second period. Quentin Byfield and Adrian Kempe added third period goals, with Kempe scoring into an empty net with 4:25 to play.
NFL games this weekend will be missing some big stars as their teams decide not to risk injuries with the playoffs coming up. The Chiefs will sit Patrick Mahomes and have Carson Wentz start against the Broncos, who need a win on Sunday to clinch a playoff spot. And the Eagles will not give Saquon Barkley an opportunity to set the all-time single-season rushing record against his former team on Sunday. Barkley will sit out Philly's finale against the Giants, despite being 105 yards shy of Eric Dickerson's record. Tom Merriam, AP Sports.